For those in Valonia and Mayflower, long-term recovery means getting life back to normal. But the degree of destruction has made even having places to coordinate recovery a challenge. Nathan Kilborn is pastor at Valonia Methodist Church, which was destroyed.
We had no place to meet. We had no place to gather. And now we have two modular units here. One is big enough for 150 people, and we're able to worship in it. And we also have now a new office building. So that's really where we are right now, is we're still able to be very active in our community now. We have a good place to be.
Janice Mann has been involved in responding to disasters in Arkansas since 2009. She's currently the recovery coordinator and vice chair for Arkansas's voluntary organizations active in disasters.
This is probably the biggest event that I have seen and actually engaged in. And it's been a learning experience, and the support in these communities has just been awesome.
Mann says that although the debris and trash has, for the most part, been cleared, the lion's share of Arkansas's recovery remains as people move back into their homes.
We are finding folks every day that still need help. Now we're starting to have people move back into their homes, and there's a need for household goods. And then in the future, we will see the more major repair and rebuilds as we get the resources in.
Resources will come through long-term recovery coalitions, where corporate, community, and faith-based groups are partnering to effect change as quickly as possible. The day-long workshop at Conway's First United Methodist Church will train community leaders in how recovery can work in local communities. You can learn more at KUAR.org. Colleen Mayo, KUAR News.